You want to build a business and be a leader in your field. You know a book can help you get there. But how? In this show, I break down exactly how to write, publish, and promote a book that will build your business.
What's important now is that I am a best-selling author, and that's awesome.
All of my speaking events are actually from my book content. There's nothing that I've ever spoken on that's not in my books.
Everybody kept saying, do a book. It doesn't have to be any good. There's no better marketing tool. There's no better calling card. It then becomes the most valuable business card you ever had.
Get ready, book business builders. You're about to go to the next level. Hi there. You're listening to Build Your Business with a Book. I am your hostess, Anna David. I am New York Times bestselling author of 8 books, as well as the founder of Launchpad Publishing. And today I am answering the question, how can I create actual revenue from a book that doesn't rely on book sales? So in this brief episode, I'm going to tell you about 3 people. One who made $111,000 from his book, not from book sales. One who says he made $28 million. And one who has made, as he said, oh God, millions. So the first, these are extreme cases, obviously, but they are real. 2, I heard from the horse's mouth, and 1, I heard from the horse's mouth's friend. So the very first episode where I switched from talking about whatever this podcast used to talk about to talking about books, I had Dave Chesson, who is the founder of Kindlepreneur and an absolute genius. And we talked, go back and listen to that episode if you want, because it is filled with gems. He told me about helping Pat Flynn with his launch of his book, Will It Fly, which teaches people how to verify their business idea. So for Will It Fly, he created a mini course that's like a video version of the book to use as a study aid for the book. And I read the book, and I remember, I believe it's at the end of every single chapter, there is a link to this mini course that is absolutely free. And so, this is another thing Dave said. He put it at the front of the book. So a lot of people would click on the look inside that you can click on at Amazon and sign up for this free mini course without even buying the book. What Pat Flynn has publicly said is 1/3 of every person who bought that book signed up for the free course. So he had a huge email list. The book was a Wall Street Journal bestseller. Then he created a paid course, which was the next step up. And the day he launched the paid course, he made over $111,000 just to the email list he built from the book, not his huge email list. So there you go. So I'm saying he made $111,000 in a day. God knows how much now. But when I say in a day, obviously so much work went into that. And that's Pat Flynn, and he's got a mega, mega audience. Now let's talk about Cameron Harold, who is a previous podcast guest, so you can go back and listen to that episode where we talk about this in detail. But I asked him, how much do you think you have made as a result of being an author? And he said, millions. And that is a combination of the coaching, because he gets paid $2,700 an hour, and he gets paid $30,000 to speak. And he told me originally, I actually interviewed him for Entrepreneur Magazine way back several books ago for him, several years ago. And he said he didn't even want to write a book. He just wanted to increase his speaking fees. And so that's why he wrote a book. And he increased them, and then he increased them again. Another previous podcast guest, Jay Abraham, the king of marketing. Go back and listen to this episode because this is insane. He explained that through one book, he made $28 million. Now, that is from sales. Jay Abraham is not your typical person or author. He priced this book at $377. And he got away with pricing it at that because he was giving away trade secrets that people pay him hundreds of thousands of dollars for. And he's well known enough that he sold 72,000 copies of that book. Now, if I priced a book at $377, I wouldn't even buy it. I was going to say only my mother would buy it. My mother wouldn't buy that. I don't know anybody who would. So I'm not J. Abraham. But I did speak to him right before I published my most recent book, Make Your Mess Your Memoir. And what he said was so valuable that even though the book had already been printed, I went back and changed the beginning so that I could implement exactly what I'm about to tell you. He said, you start off the book, you know, there's an introduction in the book where you write whatever you write. He basically said, put something before your introduction or add to your introduction something along the lines of this. I wrote this book because I realized that my ideas, advice, strategies, methodology, support, whatever, was out producing success or wealth or whatever it's producing by as much as 250%. You don't actually have to prove a number. You're not supposed to lie, but you know what I mean? You can estimate. And, you know, a reduction, a 50% reduction in timeline. And what it made me realize is that I don't want to just help the people who can afford my, you know, potentially very expensive services. I want to help everybody. And it is my hope that by studying the lessons or the methodology or the strategy that I share in this book, you'll be able to use it and transform your life. And perhaps when that happens, you might wish to contact my office and explore how we could, help you even more. But that is not the primary driver. The primary driver of me writing this is that I break down what I have spent decades learning. So I did that. And I will tell you, and I've talked about this on the show before, I didn't make a lot of money from book sales on that book. I mean, I don't know. I would say $5,000 maybe. But so many people saw that book. Every day I'm contacted by, sorry, I don't want to lie. I'm not contacted every day, but I am still contacted up until like yesterday it happened by somebody who read that book very carefully, knew a lot about what I do and about me, and reached out to me about helping him as a result of that. So, I've probably added $100,000 to my bottom line based on the number of people who have reached out to me. I don't even know how many of them read the book. I don't know how many took in that introduction, but I do know that that is what I added and that it was, and I know the result of what I got. So there are myriad other ways that you can create revenue aside from speaking, from coaching, from courses. The point is that the book is the starting point to the revenue stream and not the endpoint. So if you would like to see show notes, which includes links to all the episodes I mentioned, as well as a blog breakdown and so much more, just go to launchpadpub.com/blog/revenue. That's R-E-V-E-N-U-E. And that is it for today. I will see you next time. Thanks for joining me this week on Build Your Business with a Book. For more info about the show, go to buildyourbizwithabook.com, that's B-I-Z, where you can get links to show notes and subscribe to the show on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google, and wherever you're listening to the show now. Speaking of that, if you got anything out of this show, I can't tell you how much I'd appreciate a rating and or a review on iTunes. And please don't forget, you can tell an author or entrepreneur friend about the show. Another forget-me-not, my company, Launchpad Publishing, is available to help industry leaders and those with stories to share at any stage in their publishing journeys, whether that's writing, editing, publishing, launching. Go to launchpadpub.com to find out more, and be sure to tune in next week for next week's episode. And you know, if you subscribe, you never have to worry about missing a show.